Дмитрий Веджунов. Journey to the Land of Mesty, Tales of Grandpa Dima, A Useful Fairy Tale for Character Development, How to Teach Your Child to Finish What They Start. Grandpa Dima's Tales. Journey to the Land of Mesty. 1. How the Friends Found Out About the Magical Land of Mesty. In a certain green forest, there lived a rabbit named Timka. Timka was very curious. Every day he would come up with something new. Timka always had unusual ideas. One day he would build a little boat and set it sailing down the stream. Another day he would paint a huge rainbow right on the grass, or invent a recipe for the most delicious carrot pie in the world. But there was one trouble. Not everything worked out for Timka right away. One day, Timka tried to build a tower out of pebbles. He carefully placed one pebble on top of another, but suddenly crashed. The tower crumbled right beneath his paws. Oh, it didn't work again, Timka sighed. Sophie the squirrel was sitting nearby.
Timka, why do you keep trying things?
Something is always falling or breaking with you. But what if one day it works? Timka answered. I want to be able to do many things. I find it interesting to try. Just then, Zorik the Hedgehog walked up to them.
Ha-ha! Timka, maybe you should try baking a pie instead.
I am actually very hungry. Even if the pie burns, I'll try it anyway. You know, that is a great idea. Left the rabbit. But I am afraid of making mistakes, the squirrel whispered softly. At that moment, the wise tortoise slowly approached them. You know, little ones, said the tortoise, when I was young, I was also afraid to do something new. But one day I went on a journey and found a magical place, the land of Mesty. There, anyone can learn anything, and no one laughs at mistakes because they are part of the path to Mesty.
Really?
Timka was surprised.
Where is this land?
It is very close. Anyone who isn't afraid to move forward can get there, even if things don't work out right away. Timka jumped up.
Let us go there.
I want to become a master at everything. The squirrel fearfully covered her eyes with her paws.
Oh, but what if we get lost?
Or maybe, on the contrary, we'll learn everything in the world. I am all for adventure, said the hedgehog cheerfully. The tortoise nodded slowly. The main thing is not to fear mistakes. Then any road will lead to Mesty.
Let us go together.
Timka shouted joyfully. The squirrel looked at the rabbit and the hedgehog. Well, okay. I am coming with you too.
Hooray!
Everyone shouted happily. Forward towards adventures and new discoveries. Thus began their real journey to the place where dreams come true, where mistakes turn into victories, and every day is a new opportunity to become better. 2. The friends learn Mesty. Timka, Sophie, and Zorik walked along the forest path. The path led them further and further away from the familiar trees. It seemed the forest around them was becoming magical. Behind every turn, riddles awaited the friends. Branches hid mysterious passages, and funny little birds sat on the boughs, whispering about something of their own. Timka hopped excitedly.
What if we learn to build a tower up to the very sky?
Or bake a pie so grand that all the animals gather for our feast? Said the squirrel dreamily. And I want to learn to paint portraits of all our friends. Chuckled the hedgehog. Suddenly, the branches parted, and a titmouse flew out onto the path. She chirped merrily, like a little ringing bell.
Tilly Tilly, who goes there?
The path to Mesty awaits you here. He who fears,
not to make a mistake. Can learn whatever he wishes to undertake.
Titmouse, can you help us find the masters?
Asked Timka, running up very close.
Of course, said the Titmouse loudly.
Just promise you won't cry if something doesn't work out right away.
We promise. The friends answered in unison. Then run after me,
said the Titmouse and flashed ahead like a yellow speck.
The little ones ran after her.